May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Two brief comments on this morning's gospel, which I am not going to preach on. One is, if Jesus did it, we can do it. Do what your mother tells you to do. Number two is, just so you know, if you come to the Muir's house, you will get the better wine first. Just to clear that up. But I'm drawn to this morning to our lesson from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed. Paul is addressing the people of Corinth about a very real and important matter, the gifts of the Spirit. Because really, that is how we know and experience the Jesus that we all profess to believe. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, let us not be uninformed. On the Feast of Pentecost, God sent to us the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. And we've been trying to figure out what to do with it ever since. Everybody seems to think that their manifestation of the Spirit is in some way superior to others. I can speak in tongues. How great is that? Not very great, unless somebody is able to tell you what it is I'm saying. Some of us have gifts of wealth. But what good is that? Unless there are those who can figure how best to channel it for the work of the church and for those in need in our community. There are those who are wonderful and talented teachers. But what good is teaching unless there are those that are called to learn? We are all given gifts. And one of the things that I find most powerful about being in a community of faith is that when all of these gifts come together and everyone offers them for the common good of the community, for the building up of the body of Christ, we are most effectively who we have been called to be. It is all of our gifts, unique as we are, that make the manifestation of the Spirit in this place powerful. There is not one of us who can make the difference that all of us can make together. And Paul is warning the people of Corinth, and as we hear his words today, to understand that. No gift is more important. No gift is better, but all gifts are just that, gifts from a loving and faithful God who wants us to take those and use those and share those with the community in which we find ourselves and the community that surrounds us. We don't need to be uninformed about the power that we have. The Spirit, that unseen, ungrabbable sense that God is in our midst, that God is in our lives, that we share, can do infinitely more than we can ever ask or imagine. If we don't believe that there is a world, that there are people, that there is a community here and surrounding us that needs to hear the power of the gospel, we're kidding ourselves. There is a world in deep hurt and deep need. And the power of this community of faith can make a difference, not because of just us, but because of God's Spirit working through us as we touch lives, as we transform lives, as we give of ourselves, so that people will know that they are loved and cared for. That is something that we offer together. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, don't ever be uninformed, because the light of that Spirit living in you can catch things on fire. It can catch your heart, your mind, your strength, and in so doing, inspire those around you. We have been given the transforming power of Jesus Christ Himself through the power of the Spirit. Let us never be misinformed about how powerful that gift truly is. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene.